Hey everyone, and welcome to Unconventional Wellness Radio, a powerful and inspiring podcast set to revolutionize and disrupt healthcare. It's time to put you in the driver's seat and be the force of change necessary for the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey everyone, it's Frank and you're listening to Unconventional Wellness Radio. And today you can probably hear in my voice that I'm a little bit on the somber side. It's sort of a really ironic thing that this week, the reason why we're doing a mini cast is because we are currently in Mexico, celebrating 12 years that I have been with my wife. And so we're extremely happy about that. But unfortunately, while I was on this trip, I received notification of somebody who I had recently met through our church has committed suicide. And it's just so disheartening to even have to continue to use that word in our society. And I wanted to just come on here and let you know what my thoughts are. But bottom line is that if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to understand you are enough. You are beautifully created and you are absolutely necessary for this world because of your presence. And we don't want you to think ever that ending anything early is ever a way to go. I have personally been affected by suicide for a long time in my life. I have had personal friends commit suicide. I have had my wife's sister unfortunately committed suicide. And while I was serving in the military, there was quite a bit of service members that I knew of in a personal way in my unit that committed suicide. And so I want you to understand that what I used to tell my soldiers and what I used to tell my patients is that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And I'll let that just soak in for a second as I say it again, is that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I understand that you might be hurting. I understand that you might feel that there is absolutely no recourse to change things about your life, but that is where you are dead wrong. You absolutely can make choices that will better your situation. The fact of the matter is that you have to first start by talking to someone about how you're feeling. Those feelings that you're having are not normal feelings. These are not feelings that we would ever considered warranted by God. You are a beautifully made and beautifully created creature, and these thoughts are negative thoughts. These are not thoughts that anybody who has ever worked in the medical community or anybody who has ever lived on planet Earth would say, that's okay, these thoughts are completely normal, because they're not. Something or a period of situations has happened to you to where you've started to create these negative and abnormal thoughts. And so what I urge you to do is this. Today, if you're feeling this way, first of all, you can contact the crisis line. And it's a free 1-800 number that I will post in the bottom of this podcast, that if you are feeling down, depressed, hopeless, and even wondering why you're still on this planet, please call these people immediately. Stop this podcast and call the crisis hotline if you feel this way. But the thing is that we also want you to get counseling. So there are plenty of organizations out there that will be very happy to speak with you about your situation, because a community of individuals looking out for one another is the best way to help combat this terrible epidemic of suicide. There are a couple of, if you're a veteran listening to this podcast, there are definitely resources available for you as well. The Veterans Crisis Hotline is another 1-800 number that I will be happy to place at the bottom of this podcast, because there is help for you. Reach out to your local Veterans Administration. Even if you are not a current member of your Veterans Administration hospital, there are resources available to you. And the very bottom line of any of this, if you are feeling these types of thoughts, is to contact a local church. Our local church, where I'm from, allows for free biblical counseling that is available to members of our community, not just to members of our church. And so I would urge you to go and contact your local churches to find someone who is specifically trained, not just in counseling, but in biblical counseling, because there are answers for this in the Bible to explain how you are beautifully created and beautifully made. I just wanted to come on here. I appreciate your time. I wanted to make this a short podcast because we are going to be bringing you great content here in the very near future. So stay tuned, subscribe, give us a comment, start telling us your story, and we will definitely talk to you again on our very next podcast next week. Take care, everybody.